Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I love this song.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
Welcome back to 12 After.
I thank my lucky stars.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much.
Miss
Lee Greenwood.
Because the flag still stands for.
I heard you sing that a couple of times in person.
And they can't take
they'll touch you.
That away.
They won't touch you. If you're an American, they won't touch you.
And I'm proud to be.
It's just you and me. It's Memorial Day. We're celebrating those who paid the last full measure. And I want to remind you about the origins of this day and talk a little bit about that. I've done this every day now since every Memorial Day since 1998, and every single one. And it's where I remind you that reasonable people disagree on the exact origin of what we now call Memorial Day, but most accept that the practice of the decorating of graves of Americans who died defending their country began in earnest by women of the South during and following the Civil War. They would just go out and decorate graves. And as I understand it, it was pretty much all graves, not just the Southern graves. On May 5th, 1868, General John Logan, National Commander of the Army of the Republic, was the first to make Memorial Day official with the General Order Number 11, which stated in part that the 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers. I'm sure you've strewn flowers before. The purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. In designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. That's what General Logan said in 1868. Since then, other than Congress making it a national holiday and changing the date to the last Monday in May, America has honored its fallen heroes from all conflicts in pretty much the same manner that General Logan anticipated with the language of his order, whereby posts and comrades will, in their own way, arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit. End quote. You know, when America first issued its call to arms, before it was a country, before there was a standing professional army, that call went to the militia, which was identified as all able-bodied men. Calling them the Minutemen because they could be ready to fight in a minute's notice, they were primarily shopkeepers, craftsmen, farmers, etc., right? Well, today we call those people small business owners. And from as far away as Scotland, America's Minutemen were impressive. Writing about the colony's quest for independence from England in his classic work, The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith predicted America would prevail thanks to its militia, which, quote, turns from its primary citizen character into a standing army, unquote. By the 20th century, state militias had become part of the National Guard, and by 1916, the National Defense Act created another layer of citizen soldiers, the reserves, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Reserves, Coast Guard Reserves. Prior to the war with Spain, latter-day Minutemen served only on American soil, but in 1898, including World Wars I, II, Korea, Vietnam, and Iraq, and Afghanistan, America has deployed its citizen soldiers around the world right alongside regular armed forces. In Operation Iraqi Freedom, for example, the Guard and Reserves averaged for the main one in Iraq. I don't have the other information, but the Guard and Reserves averaged about 1/3 of the forces there, and accounted for comparable percentage of casualties. So whenever they've been called, small business owners and their employees have left the marketplace to demonstrate their courage and die, if necessary, on the battlefield. So one of the things that I like to do at this time every year is to remind people that of those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, many of them in recent years, as much as a third of them, were not regular Army, regular Navy, regular military, full-time professional soldiers. They were citizen soldiers, as Smith pointed out, who turned their primary citizen character and joined a standing army. So whatever they were called, small business owners and their employees left the marketplace to demonstrate their courage and die, if necessary, on the battlefield. So we honor all of those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country. But let's also remember, while we're doing that, let's remember the long tradition of America's small business volunteers, the owners and employees who serve faithfully in harm's way on behalf of a grateful nation. My first experience with this was during the Vietnam War, when entire units, people who joined the reserves or the National Guard, and a local National Guard unit, and over time, during that war, that long war, the entire unit was just pulled up and deployed to Vietnam. I don't remember the exact details, but there was one infantry unit out of, I think it was Illinois, may have been Indiana, but one of those two states, an entire infantry National Guard unit was deployed to Vietnam, and not very few of them came back. So let's remember, as we think about those who paid the ultimate sacrifice today on Memorial Day, let's remember all of those and think about, especially those of us who are small business owners, think especially about our brothers and sisters who did that, who left the marketplace and went to war. Clearly, folks, America would not exist nor ultimately have endured without the sacrifice of our men and women who paid the ultimate price for America. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. In a traffic jam.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.